This is allegedly written by Ink Voices, narrated by Mistborn Hero, and performed by
Chantress as Maria Hell,
Semper Fiona as Natasha Romanoff,
Kitsune Ray 88 as Clint Barton,
Black Glass as Bucky Barnes,
Lonely Stars as Steve Rogers.
A Marvel Cinematic Universe podfic rated for teen and up audiences. It is tagged for POB Outsider, Polyamory, Threesome, Friendship, Brawl. Maria looks at each of the four Avengers standing in her office in turn. The Black Widow meets her gaze evenly. Hawkeye smiles. The Winter Soldier wears his habitual frown. And Captain America looks like butter wouldn't melt in his mouth.
Let's start with why you were there,
Maria says, turning back to Romanoff. She's never the weak link, so she might as well get her out of the way first.
A successful undercover honey trap mission,
Romanoff replies smoothly.
Which you weren't invited on,
Maria says, targeting Barton next.
Oh, no,
he says cheerfully.
I was doing a favor for a friend.
When Maria arcs her eyebrow in a go on gesture, he adds,
it was a carnival cruise, you know?
I am aware.
Well,
Barton says, leaning forward earnestly,
I was part of the carnival shows, Silks, and I ran some of the circus classes. I had some holiday leave due, so it should have been okay. But if I didn't fill in the paperwork correctly or something, I can...
The paperwork really isn't my concern,
Maria tells him, her voice desert dry.
We were on holiday.
Barnes volunteers, including Rogers in that statement, with a tilt of his head.
Because S.H.I.E.L.D. said that apparently we need to get out more and put us on mandatory leave.
Maria doesn't think she's ever heard anyone so disgusted at being given extra, fully paid, mind you, holiday days in her life.
I think we're also supposed to be less codependent,
Rogers points out in a gentle aside.
Oh, sure,
Barnes grumbles.
Because when I leave you on your own, shit like this doesn't happen.
Rogers smiles at him, and on his other side, so does Barton.
And I wasn't being codependent,
Barnes continues, folding his arms.
I went off and did things on my own, didn't I?
Sure, you did me and Natasha,
Barton says, cheerfully, briefly rocking up on the balls of his feet.
10 out of 10. Excellent experience. Would ride again.
Barnes flushes, and Rogers bites his lip to hide a smile. Romanoff inexplicably looks fond for a fleeting moment.
Information that is irrelevant and in excess to what is required,
Maria says, as formal as she can in an attempt to remind her agents that they are, in fact, facing a disciplinary review by an acting director of S.H.I.E.L.D.
But a fact which my mark took exception to during the dinner dance on the final evening,
Romanoff says, steering them back to the calmer and more relevant waters.
Despite the fact that I'd already broken up with him and ran away with a carnival performer.
Barton shrugs.
Always happy to help.
I was following my therapist's advice.
Barnes scowls at a point on the wall somewhere over Maria's left shoulder.
I'm supposed to live in the moment and go after things that I want. It's dumb advice.
Man, I like your therapist,
Barton says wistfully.
And at this point,
Maria interrupts.
The mark hit Agent Barton, who...
She glances down at the incident report on her desk.
Took a fall.
I was being a civilian,
Barton says, brushing his fingers against the bottom of his rather impressive black eye.
And taking one for the team.
He's also managed to acquire several band-aids, having been treated for a number of minor injuries from broken glass, according to the report.
And you?
Maria says to Barnes, who doesn't have a scratch on him, but does have a number of suspicious, could-be blood stains on his knuckles and shirt.
What, was I supposed to just watch?
Barnes complains.
And as if Steve ever left a fight well enough alone.
We're a team,
Rogers says in his best Captain America voice.
And then,
Barton says entirely too gleefully,
this lady who'd been obsessed with Steve and his sweetheart for, like, the whole cruise?
For the love of Christ,
Barnes mutters.
I don't know how many times I told her we weren't dating.
Was like, oh my god, you cheated on Captain America! And Bucky was all, how many times I gotta tell you we're not dating? And Steve tells her that he is gay, though. And then she's yelling at Bucky, all drunk, did you not know?
Barton breaks into laughter, and Barnes elbows him in the side to make him stop. Romanoff rolls her eyes.
Clint may have gotten a little distracted and taken another hit, at which point I decided to intervene.
You went, fuck it, and knocked your mark straight out, and it was beautiful,
Barton says, beaming at her. Maria pinches the bridge of her nose.
You started a 60-person brawl on a carnival cruise by having a threesome.
Allegedly,
says Romanoff.
Are we going with allegedly a brawl or allegedly a threesome?
Barton asks her curiously.
Allegedly, it lasted a whole hour.
Maria cuts in.
And spread across various parts of the ship, from the fifth floor down to the first.
Again,
Barton says, grinning.
Is that the brawl? Or the...
I can tell you that you've definitely signed yourselves up for an extra special session with PR.
Maria says flatly. She turns to Rogers with her eyebrow raised.
Do you have anything to add?
Just, if you can arrange the PR session for a morning slot, please.
Rogers says politely.
Only, I'm trying to plan a date sometime this week.
Oh my god.
Barton swivels around to look over Barnes's head at Rogers.
Was it the guy who smashed the chair, or the one who...
Scott.
Rogers tells him with a smile.
The one whose daughter...
Oh yeah, in the circus classes. Good for you.
Damn it, Steve. Who dates someone they met during a brawl? Have you even done any kind of background check?
Barnes complains, turning on him.
He has a prison record,
Romanoff says, quietly dropping that bomb into the middle of the conversation.
So do I,
Rogers points out, even as Barnes complains.
Steve, no! What the hell did we say about getting involved with people who get you into fights?
Rogers looks over at Barton and Romanoff, back at Barnes, and raises his eyebrows.
Oh, fuck you.
Barnes mutters.
I think you have that covered,
Rogers says calmly.
and I'm sure your therapist will be very proud.
Why, you...
Get out.
Maria says, closing her eyes.
All of you. You're banned from carnival cruises and from my damn office.
The end. Thank you for listening. And thank you to everyone who participated in this multi-voice and to Inky Voices for having a blanket permission statement on their profile.